Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players. The head coach.
Again, his speed. You can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win today, 110 to 96 over the Chicago Bulls. A nice win for the Milwaukee Bucks today. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Opie. Do they still call you Opie on these shows? Or are they calling you Blair? Not really.
I mean, Tim Allen and Baby Touch have been calling me The Project.
Part-timer Blair Witch. Yeah, okay. I kind of get down to that. Well, I always called him Opie back in the day when we did Big Show. Gary Ellerson, I believe, gave him that nickname, Opie. Real name is Blair, so I don't know. I may change it up throughout the show. My first time doing a post-game show with him, so we'll see how this one goes. And if it goes well, he'll be back again. If not, you won't hear him again. 110-96. I'm just messing around. Over the Chicago Bulls, and led tonight by Giannis, who really got off to a pretty bad start in the game this afternoon down in Chicago. Missed his first five shots. I think he was 1 of 7 at one point, and then kicked it up into overdrive there a little bit in the second half. And finished 27 points, 9 boards, 8 assists. Just another day in the life of Giannis. Struggling at the free throw line a little bit. 5 of 10 at the free throw line. Obviously want to be better than that. 20 points for Chris Middleton today. Also a good sign. Off the bench, Sterling Brown. How about it? Played really well there in the first half of the game. Hit a couple of threes to go along with the 6 boards and assists. Couple of steals. Dozen points for him. Jason Terry, who apparently nobody wants playing, hit 4 of 6 threes. And he had 12 points today to JT the Jet as the Bucks win 110 to 96 over the Bulls, who are skidding the wrong way. They were led in scoring off the bench by Denzel Valentine, who seemingly hit every push shot he took early in the game, with 18 points. Markkanen with 17 points and 10 boards for the Bulls. That is their future. That is the guy they're going to build around going forward in Chicago. The Bucks now have won 3 straight. Just like that. And got to be pretty excited if you're a Bucks fan, because now you're 4 games over. And when we went back and we were 13 games away from the All-Star break prior to the kid firing and everything else, on this show we talked about 9 or 10 wins. That's what you want to have going down the stretch here. You got a bunch of games that are winnable, teams you should beat. And one of the teams I said they could lose to was this Bulls team, who had had the Bucks number earlier in the year. And going down to Chicago on a Sunday afternoon, I figured that might be a slip-up for the Bucks, but not at all. They owned the game from the outset and really never let it get close. Never really got let it get to single digits for the most part today. Put their foot on the accelerator and pulled away. So now 4 games over 500, and I'm going to continue to look at this schedule and continue to talk about where you really want to be. I think when you get to that All-Star break, my goal was 7 games over 500 when you get to the All-Star break, and I still think that is more than within shooting distance at this point. 4 games over. Now you have a home game against Philly tomorrow night at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. So that's good. Then Thursday night, after a couple days off, you're in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. That won't be an easy game. Friday, and back-to-back games there, home against the Knicks. Day off Saturday on the 3rd. Sunday the 4th at Brooklyn and the Nets for a noon tip-off time, 11 Central tip-off time. The 6th at the Knicks. The 9th at Miami. That will be a difficult game. At Orlando on the 10th, home against the Hawks on the 13th, home against the Nuggets on the 15th, All-Star break. Philly won't be easy. Minnesota in Minnesota won't be easy. At Miami won't be easy. The rest of these games between now and the All-Star break are all games this team should win and probably should win convincingly going to the All-Star break here because they simply are a better basketball team than what we've seen from these other basketball teams. And this is your opportunity now to get on a run, get some confidence. You got two things going for you. You got the little boost of your coach being fired. This happens in all sports. Pick any sport you want, especially happens in baseball a ton, where once that manager gets fired, everybody kind of refocuses and gets themselves a little bit re-energized, kind of wakes them up out of their doldrum, and they get on a little bit of a run. I told Gary that last week that, watch, they will get on a little bit of a run here with wins because of that. And the other thing you have going in your favor, too, is the fact that you're not playing very good basketball teams. Another reason to continue this run up to the All-Star break. And you have the trading deadline coming up on February 8th, which is not that far away. That is a week from this Thursday is the trade deadline. So I would assume the rumors are going to intensify. Might see a trade or two by the end of this week going into early next week. And then things really pick up that week going up to the 8th. And then after that, you have a game the very next night in Miami after the trade deadline. So you may not have all of your players depending on how many trades you make. And then another game Saturday night, again, might be in the same situation. And then two to kind of get everybody on board before the All-Star break. So we'll have to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. But I think you have to be energized. You have to be happy with how you've seen this Bucks team play the last couple of games. And again, I understand they're not against good basketball teams. Totally understand that. But they played well against Brooklyn. They played well and dominated both basketball games, home against Brooklyn and at the Bulls. I would assume you're pretty excited about where this team is at right now. You don't know what's coming in the future. You don't know how Jabari Parker is going to play when he gets back. We really don't know when Jabari Parker is coming back still. Depending on who you talk to, it seemingly kind of changes the target a little bit. So that's still an unknown. You don't know who's going to be on this basketball team after the trade deadline. And we don't know the continuing changes that this coaching staff under Joe Prunty will make because he can do literally anything. Well, I don't know if anything he wants to do, but you would hope he can do anything he wants to do going forward as coach of this basketball team for the remainder of the season. Love to hear from you today. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll hear from you up next. The Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Bucks get the win today, 110-96.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, the ruler of taste. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win tonight, 110-96 over the Chicago Bulls. Now 26-22, 10-13. Away from the BMO Harris Bradley Center. They'll come on back up I-94 and get ready for the Sixers tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Bucks guard Jason Terry joining us now here on The Fan. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, so last time you and I talked was on the big show where this hashtag fire kid people and all that fun stuff. Unfortunately, Jason Kidd no longer with the team. How does that change when you're on a team and you have a coaching change midway through the year?
Well, what has to change is the way you approach the game, because obviously what you were doing got your coach fired. So I think it was a big self-check. Every guy individually looked himself in the mirror and said, what can I do consistently every night to help this team win? And I think we've done that soul searching. And, you know, one thing about it, they're not going to fire another coach. It'll be a player next. So knowing that we have a good situation here and we don't want that to happen, and we're doing everything in our humanly possible to be productive out there on the floor.
And it wasn't just a head coach. Three assistant coaches let go too. So really a lot of change instead of just one person, four different people out the door. Now, from that perspective, with Joe Prunty as head coach, any changes per se that he's made since the change?
Well, the only change is it's a different voice. Obviously, Joe has been around this league for many moons. He's been with some of the greatest in Coach Popovich. So some of the things he's doing is similar to San Antonio in respect to how he talks to the team, the message he's trying to get across, which is a one day get better each day we step out on the floor. And for the most part, we've done so.
What about you, man? Are you going into a three-point shooting contest at the All-Star weekend or what, man? 4 of 6 from long distance today.
If it's a 40 and over three-point contest, I'm in. I said I would call me, Manu, Dirk, and Vince Carter. I think they'll pay big money to see that contest.
Done. Absolutely done. No question. I think everybody would check that out. I mean, it seems like your playing time has increased, too, since this coaching change, and really making a point and making sure you get out there on that basketball court. It's kind of like an extension of the coaching staff, I would guess, and an energy guy.
Yeah, no question. You can go ahead and give me that title, player coach. I love it. One thing about me is I'm going to be professional. I'm going to be prepared and ready to play and contribute whatever my team needs me to do that night. And so Joe understands that. Again, we've been together now. This is our third team we've been together on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.